Hi everyone, friends, thanks for being here. Welcome if you're new to this channel. We try to observe the strictest scholarship of Nichiren, our Bodhisattva teacher of the Lotus Sutra of Shakyamuni's Dharma. His one vehicle way of awakening immediately our Buddha clarity, our Buddha mind, our Buddha knowledge, thereby escaping, liberating us from our samsaric, earthly, mundane attachments, which is the root of all our sufferings. I say all of that because Roots of Good Fortune is a short letter written by Nichiren to a woman who's widowed, living with her daughter, who makes frequent contributions to Nichiren, to his mission of propagation of the Lotus Sutra. And Nichiren wants her to understand the nature and the value of her gifts, offerings, donations toward not Nichiren the man, but Nichiren the Bodhisattva, the votary, the propagator of Shakyamuni's Lotus Sutra, Myoho Renge Kyo. And it's brief, so I may take the time to elaborate, but let's just see how it goes. Any of you who've been here for a while know that it's hard for me to resist. Should I call it elocution or just plain locution? I've received the various gifts that you were kind enough to send. The roots of good fortune are not determined by whether one's offerings are large or small. Depending upon the country, the person, and the time, the merit gained will differ in various ways. Suppose one dries dung, breaks it up, passes it through a sieve, and forms it into resemble a block of sandalwood. Even if one were to take, then carve this into the image of a woman, a heavenly goddess, or a Buddha, when it is burned, it would still give off no other fragrance but the stink of dung. Similarly, if one kills or robs others and takes from them the first fruits of the harvest, then even if one should offer one's gains with the intent of acquiring merit and good fortune, that offering would instead become an evil deed. So if you're sincere, for instance, in your practice, in your desire, your resolve, to Myoho Renge Kyo, to attain your Buddha enlightenment, and you make a donation, even if it's just a dime, your sincerity follows that donation. It isn't the amount entirely. What Nichiren is saying is that as a sincere offering, that has great merit in supporting the propagation and the practice of Myoho Renge Kyo. So you'll definitely see rewards in your life. But if you go and you deal drugs and you abscond with people's monies, if you do things with negative on other people, so that you can gain lots of money, and you make a donation of thousands of dollars, expecting that donation to gain you some merit, some position next to Buddha, whatever it is that is in that mind. That has no value. In fact, it's even worse than no value, because it's a deception of Myoho Renge Kyo. It's a deception of the very nature of awakening ourselves to Buddha. So, Nichiren uses the example of manure, dung, poop, right? The wealthy man Siddhartha, which we've heard from before, was the richest person in all of India. He built Jetvana Monastery and as an offering and invited the Buddha there. Yet his monastery burned down, and not a trace of it remained. This rich man originally gained his wealth by catching and selling fish, thus depriving them of life, and therefore in the end this monastery disappeared. He wasn't just a humble fisherman trying to feed his family and maybe gain a little bit from the village for his efforts. He was like, who's the big tuna starkist, you know, out there just capturing hordes and hordes of tuna in their nets and manufacturing to profit. That's a very different kind of a fisherman. So that's what Siddhartha is, right? In the same way, the donations made by people today may seem impressive, but they are offerings of fiefs won in battle or of wealth gained by heedlessly oppressing the people. Though these gifts appear to be great acts of devotion to the Buddha, not only will the people who offer them fail to attain Buddhahood, but their contributions will vanish without a trace. They won't amount to much. I'm reminded in the West, you know, when we study art history, we learn about these patrons who would pay an artist through the church to make great moralistic interpretations of biblical stories in painting and mosaics in the church, including in those stories their visage, their personages, their likenesses, their portraits, if you will, amongst the saints that were in the paintings, believing that that would bring them closer to God, and therefore their patronage would be more respected, of greater value. Meanwhile, the artist barely eked out a living, often having to live on the premises because he couldn't afford his own domicile. I think you see my point. Same things happened with building monasteries, right? Some in Asian history throughout India, China, Japan, Korea, so on, would sincerely practice Buddhism and offer their wealth to build a monastery, and that monastery would stand for hundreds of years, because those people, sometimes the rulers or elites, really were sincere. Other times, people wanting to curry favor from the ruler would say, how about if I build you a monastery over here? Will you give me a position in the cabinet? Oh yeah, that kind of corruption isn't new. So that's the point here. That, of course, those are big number points, but it's also true of small offerings. With sincerity or with, hey, look, I'm giving you a buck. Will that, you know, cozy me up? No. Again, if one does no harm to others and honestly strives to make offerings, there will be cases in which one does not attain Buddhahood. To illustrate, if one plants good seeds in a bad field, the seed itself will be ruined, and one will in turn suffer a loss. Even if one is sincere, if the person to whom the offerings are made is evil or has those tendencies, those offerings will fail to produce benefit, right? Rather, they will cause one to fall into the evil paths, the lower worlds. Your own offerings were not made to me, Nichiren. Now, this is a point that I've made over and over again. Now, Nichiren's going to say it specifically. Your own offerings were not made to me, Nichiren, but to the Lotus Sutra, right? Because Nichiren is the votary of the Lotus Sutra. The offerings do not come to make Nichiren a cooler guy. They come as a result of Nichiren's mission, his constant propagation. That supports the Lotus Sutra, Myoho Renge Kyo. Therefore, we must leave it to Shakyamuni Buddha, many treasures Buddha, and the Buddhas of the Ten Directions to fathom the greatness of the resulting rewards. So, I know this is circular, but it's something to understand that the nature of the reward will be commensurate with the giver. Your world is your world, and the rewards that you sense, understand, perceive are rewards that are specific to your samsaric life. Albeit through the practice of enlightening your Buddha mind, you still are amalgam of energies, right? And the nature of a great benefit that you need isn't the same as the nature of a great benefit that I need, or he needs, or they need. Our benefits, our rewards are personal. They're individual. They are whatever our path needs, requires, demonstrates, right? So you can't, it's not like baseball cards. You can't compare, hey, what was your reward? Yeah, what was my? The greatness of my reward for your participation, just watching these videos, is immense to me. The time you spend studying with me, listening to the podcast, whether you download it as an oral podcast or watch these videos with me, is commensurate to your practice and what you need from it in order to attain your awakening, right? It's logical when you break it down. This is also why I often say Buddhism is an intensely personal practice. I have written to you about various events of the past year, but I must say that I do not recall at any time in my life such cold as we are now experiencing. The snow has fallen and piled up in great quantity. Even those with a strong resolve find it difficult to visit me. The fact that you have sent a messenger to me here shows that yours is certainly no ordinary sincerity. With my deep respect, Nichiren. Very nice. Concise, to the point, but still a very profound insight into our practice of Boom. A very profound. Thank you again, Gina, my little UK Sangha. And there are others. I don't mean to leave any of you out. There are many in the UK and in other parts of the world. You guys are studying and practicing assiduously, dedicated. I can't express my admiration for your ichnin, your will, your resolve. As you know, in this practice, that is a very high importance. It is the key that unlocks the Buddhahood in our practice. Namo Myoho Renge Kyo, thank you. I respect you all. Take care of your health, please, so you can continue to do such a tremendous job. And I will see you in the next one. Namo Myohurin Geikyo. Bye for now. Hey, thank you for being here. Did you know there's a third way you can help support this channel? And it won't cost you a cent. Yep, if you are not able to be a patron on Patreon or use the PayPal.me at .com at Sifu Sylvain because you just don't have the financial fortune to help support this channel right now, you, as I say, always support this channel by watching. But you can also help us grow so that maybe one day we can get over 10,000 subscribers and YouTube will grace us with monetization. It's not a lot, but if you can make sure you're subscribed and share a video like a simple one, just go into the search criteria and type monk and you'll have a video that'll come up that's been up for years about what is a monk. You know, it's called monk, who, how, where, something like that. That might be a great introduction to somebody who doesn't understand what a monk is to begin with. It's a tool. Use this channel as a tool to help you with your bodhisattva practice and share a video to somebody who you think, oh, I know somebody who will benefit from watching this. And in that way, you can help us grow. And that's a really good way to help your practice along as well. So just wanted to drop that in on you, in case that's something that you might find useful. Take care of yourself again, and I'll see you soon. Bye.